With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The World Almanac is ready to go to press each year the day after the last game of the World Series. After all, what would the Almanac be without the most current baseball statistics? It's out in mid-November and stays in circulation for 10 months. The New York World launched the Almanac in 1868 with 120 pages, including 12 pages of ads. Publisher Jane Flatt says the Almanac temporarily closed down in 1875.
In 1886, Joseph Pulitzer became the publisher of the New York World and decided to revive the World Almanac as a compendium of universal knowledge, mainly for journalists.
The New York World and its later incarnations went out of business by 1966, and the World Almanac is now a subsidiary of the Scripps Howard chain, of which Jane Flatt is a vice president.
We started publishing it in hardcover as well as in softcover. And about 5 years ago, I also began a deluxe edition of the World Almanac.
The Almanac not only contains the usual census data, election figures, and notable dates, but all sorts of facts that can come in handy when you least expect it.
When Lyndon Johnson had to suddenly be sworn in as president, nobody had a copy of what he was supposed to say. They bought a copy of the World Almanac, and that is, in fact, what they used when he was sworn in on Air Force One.
It's a year-round job for the World Almanac's full-time staff of four.
Our staff spends half of every day reading a newspaper just to pick up trends.
Jane Flatt says the 1985 edition of the World Almanac contains, for example, rock and roll notables and best-selling video cassettes. 1,700,000 copies of the 920-page World Almanac were distributed for 1985. Just the thing to read at bedtime. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.